A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with their brother or sister will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to their brother or sister, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother or sister has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever been in a gathering of people, maybe a family or a community or a group of coworkers, when two people are angry with each other and won't look at or talk to one another? It could be a group of 50 people, and only two are behaving this way, but it poisons the whole group. There's a feeling of awkwardness, tension, and uneasiness. You want to get out of there and get some fresh air. When resentment, anger, or hostility affect two people, they really affect the whole community. They infect the whole community. It's like our bodies. When we have a headache or a stubbed toe, our whole body aches. We are one. We see this reality over and over again in our lives and in our world. When we see it and acknowledge it and address it, we can begin a process of liberation. A process that liberates not only us, but the whole world from the poison of broken relationships. Archbishop Desmond Tutu was the chairman of South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, created by Nelson Mandela's government of national unity in 1995 to help South Africans come to terms with their troubled past. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission was established to investigate the violations that took place between 1960 and 1994 to provide support and reparation to victims and their families, and to compile a full and objective record of the effects of apartheid on South African society. Out of this experience, this profound experience, the Archbishop learned as much as he taught about the healing power of forgiveness. He said, forgiveness is nothing less than the way we heal the world. We heal the world by healing each and every one of our hearts. The process is simple, but it is not easy. When we are uncaring, when we lack compassion, when we are unforgiving, we will always pay the price for it. It is not, however, we alone who suffer. Our whole community suffers, and ultimately our whole world suffers. We are made to exist in a delicate network of interdependence. We are sisters and brothers, whether we like it or not. To treat anyone as if they were less than human, less than a brother or sister, no matter what they have done, is to contravene the very laws of our humanity. And those who shred the web of interconnectedness cannot escape the consequences of their actions. End of quote. This, I believe, is why Jesus insisted so strongly on the necessity of reconciliation before we get on with religious rituals. The rituals are empty, meaningless, and hypocritical if we do not first attend to the anger within us. Go first and be reconciled with your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. It's not just for us or for those who have hurt us or for those we have hurt. It's an act of healing love for the whole community and ultimately for the whole world. There is no better way to live our lives. There is no other way to follow Christ.